question was asked, when people are offering all kinds of elixirs online, isn't that a part of the hishtadlut, the attempts that one can make at curing oneself? So I think that that's something that's up to interpretation, but I think that there is a concept of proper research, due diligence, and before a person would take any type of elixir or what they call medication, a person should know that it's been properly researched. If a person is not in despair, then a person can analyze it logically and say, wait a second, this person claims for 3 years he has the cure for cancer. Well, then why hasn't the world discovered him yet? You know, he should be a multimillionaire. Logic dictates that if his cure really worked, wouldn't it be out there? You know, there was a petition from the U.S. government to permit mercy trial drug by a certain doctor for a kid who had a brain tumor, and they had no hope for him. So they said, you might as well let him try this, this treatment. And the U.S. government denied it. And when I spoke to a doctor I'm friendly with, he told me that he would also recommend reanalyzing whether we should petition for this, because this doctor did not participate in medical studies with other doctors, and he would not reveal his findings to the scientific community. So you're taking his word for it, and if his findings are so convincing, then why hasn't he revealed his research to the broader medical community? And there are many questions in the medical community about his practices. So yes, he's making a lot of money, and yes, there's a petition to allow this child to be treated by him, but who said we're helping the child by petitioning this? I didn't hear. If he has no hope, the question is, are you killing him by giving him this? How many patients die with this treatment? How many patients are worse off? That's why I mentioned that I personally know people who tried treatments that were not proven and were far worse off after that. So that's you never know where it'll go. So to pursue something that you don't have any proof for, I don't think we would recommend that if we weren't in a state of despair. And even in a state of despair, we have to wonder whether we're helping the person or hurting them.